There's a village of white tents set up along the Ben Franklin Parkway near the Art Museum, a reminder that it's marathon weekend in Philadelphia, with an 8K, a half marathon on Saturday, and the full marathon on Sunday. I caught up with a local athlete who will run all three events. Dave Johnson is the Philadelphia chapter captain of Black Men Run, a national running organization, and this is his seventh time on Philly's marathon course. He says there are some common mistakes runners make in a race like this.
Going out too fast is the biggest one, I would say. Running too fast through crowds. Say, for instance, in Philadelphia, we have about 3 miles, I believe, through Chestnut. And the crowd support there is amazing. So for that stretch, you could really rev up to about 30 seconds faster than goal pace or even more. And that's early in the race, and you could feel that later in the race. So just keep that excitement down.
Don't people have special watches, though, that can really keep you on pace? And there are pace setters in this particular marathon, as in some other marathons.
Just think about it. When you feel good about a person, let's say when you're in love, right, your family can tell you all these different things about that person, but you don't see any of that. It's the same in a race. So my watch can say one thing. I could be so far ahead of the pacers, but I feel good. So let me just go, you know, and then you're soon to crash and burn later on, possibly, you know. Sometimes it works out for some people, but more often than not, you'll feel that later on.
So another rookie move would be just not keeping your nutritional energy going during a marathon. I've never run a marathon, so you're supposed to be drinking water, maybe some electrolytes, liquids, and then they have these goo packages with quick energy. Tell us about what you need to do.
You need to know what's good for you, first and foremost. Don't get out there and do anything for the first time. If you didn't train with goos, don't take a goo in a race. You know, that might not sit well with your stomach. Now you have bathroom breaks coming up that you didn't train for, you know, so you're having to stop at porta potties every few miles or whatever. I know people that actually eat solid food. Me personally, I can't eat solid food and run fast, but I do have to keep a bottle of a fluid that I make that has all the electrolytes, all the proteins, all the potassium, all the iron, everything that I need. And I just take water off the course and I eat before. And eating after is actually a good thing as well. Getting proper nutrition back in you to aid in recovery so that you don't feel horrible 2 days later.
Well, you mentioned it, the unforeseen bathroom breaks. There are bathrooms that line the course.
I personally think a clean porta potty is the next best thing to sliced bread, you know. So yeah, I don't mind going in there, but it's easier using a porta potty in hot weather. Now we're having this race in November. It's going to be cold. You're going to have layers on. And once those layers get wet, it's so hard, you know, to get them down. And then when you put them back up, everything don't land back how it was when you first put it on. So it becomes a task and it could take valuable seconds off your time.
You're a leader of the running group Black Men Run, the chapter captain in Philadelphia. It started as a way to bring black men into a more healthful routine. What issues are you aware of pertaining to black men in particular in terms of health issues and trying to transition from some unhealthy habits to better habits?
Heart disease, high blood pressure, and basically just getting people in general to understand their diet, what we're putting into our body. I'm in IT. And in the programming world, for databases, one of the sayings is garbage in, garbage out. You know, if you're putting garbage in your body, you're going to get the garbage result, you know, in how you feel in your health. One of the things I've done on this journey is went on a 45-day vegan diet. That changed my life. I had to read the ingredients to everything that we were eating at that point for 45 days. And it got me to see all of the things that we're putting into our body. And now I eat totally different. I would have never got to that if I had never started running.
And as a leader of a running group, I take it you try your best to motivate other runners. What goals work well?
Through trial and error, you learn that you can't set a goal for someone. You know what I mean? You have to let them set the goal. And then sometimes you have to adjust the goal, because sometimes people set goals that are just too lofty. And we want to set goals that's right outside your comfort zone, but very obtainable. It's really joyful for me to see people complete a race of any distance. But the half marathon and the full marathon are really great challenges, you know, because they put the body through so much. If I accomplish a goal for myself, I come through the finish line, I hit a goal, and my wife is like, oh, baby, that is so great. That is so great. And maybe for 5 minutes I'm there. And after that, I'm like, you know what, I could have did better. So, you know, it's like it is not long lived. But if I help you, you and I could talk about that for months, and I will get a high from that every time I see the joy in on your face or the joy in your voice. You know, that lives with me much longer than my own personal achievements.
And it makes you want to run again and again?
Again and again and again.
It was nice talking to Dave Johnson, captain of the Philadelphia chapter of Black Men Run. Best of luck to him running 3 races this weekend. And if you're running any of the Philly Marathon-related races, good luck to you as well. And if you're just running this weekend, well done.